Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, new segment for the website, maybe even call it a podcast. We're going to call this Crockett's Rants and Reviews, things that I don't like, things that drive me nuts, and of course, reviews, things that I like, I dislike, and it could be anything. This first one, as you can see by the title, is The Departed. The Departed, the movie The Departed. I watched this the other night, Martin Scorsese. Everybody says this thing is amazing, it's great. One of the best movies you're going to see, one of his best, all this, that, and everything. So I was excited. I couldn't wait to watch it. I put it on Netflix. It's on Netflix. Put it on. I saw the cast. I said, man, this thing's awesome. I love Jack Nicholson. I love Mark Wahlberg. There's also Leonardo DiCaprio in it, Matt Damon. Big lineup. So I watched the movie. I'm into it. I'm watching. All right, it's pretty good. You know, waiting. And it's like a two and a half hour movie, maybe a little bit longer. And it ended. Just was done. And I remember as soon as the movie was over, I was like, that's it? That's the movie? We're done? I felt cheated. I didn't like it. There was nothing. Here's the thing. There was no twist. There was no turns. It was just a movie. It was very upfront. I didn't like that about it. I was waiting for like a turn, a twist. Something more shocking to happen, and the movie just ended. So I thought, it's okay. I don't like it. I'm never going to watch it again, I can tell you that. So I went to my friends. My friends were so mad at me. They're still mad at me. They're not even talking to me. They're telling me this is the top five movie of all time. It's one of their favorite movies, that I'm way off. And I'm looking at reviews. And maybe I'm way off, because I'm finding it hard to find anybody that agrees with me on this one. People love this movie. I don't get it.
I think people like this movie and have such high regards for it simply because it's a Martin Scorsese movie. That's the only reason. I think that is the number one reason this movie has high praise. Maybe I'm wrong. This is my opinion, but I really think if anybody else directed this movie, it wouldn't be viewed as highly as it is. Listen, his movies are awesome. I like his movies as well. But when I watch a movie, I don't care who directs it, who's in it. I'm watching the movie for the movie, you know. Listen, I love Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan's movies are not good. All right? I can be honest with everybody. I can be honest with myself. It's not the best movie of all time. I get it. But I still like them. They're Hulk Hogan movies. But I'm not going to sit here and lie to myself and say it's the top five movie of all time. And I think that's what people do. Now, I'm sure if you love The Departed, you're not going to admit this. But I really couldn't find myself ever watching this again. And I love Jack Nicholson. I love Mark Wahlberg. And the acting in it is phenomenal. By all means, great acting. There was no bad acting. But it was just straightforward. Now, it is a remake of a Japanese movie, which Scorsese even admits, hey, I didn't know this was going to be a remake of a movie until after I agreed to do it. So maybe that's something to think about on the grand scheme of things. But for me, I'm not a fan. You know, it was good. Mark Wahlberg won like best actor in it or something like that. He's barely in the movie. I thought, out of all the characters in this movie, Mark Wahlberg would be the last one I would give the award to. I would have gave it. I would have given the award to everybody else besides Mark Wahlberg, and Mark Wahlberg is my second favorite actor in this movie, next to Jack Nicholson. So I don't know. I think the movie was more hype and is still more hype than what it is. It's if you like the cat, it's. I mean, if you've never seen it, go see it. It's definitely worth watching. But for me, I'm never watching it again. I don't consider it a top five movie of all time by any means. Definitely wouldn't watch it again. Definitely not my top five. And I'm sure a lot of people are going to listen to this and say, Croc, you're way off. In fact, I haven't yet to find anybody that agrees with me. But The Departed, my review, in middle of the road, not a thumbs up. Definitely have more favorite movies than this one. But there you go with the first episode in the books for Croc Hits Rants and Reviews. Who knows what'll be next on the list. But if you got something you want me to review or even rant about, feel free. Just send me a message.